Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
The great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Well, Tom, almost Happy New Year, my friend.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Happy New Year. How you doing?
Good. Doing good. Good. Anxious to watch a little football this afternoon. What are you thinking?
What a great football week this is.
Should be.
You got
really
Mizzou
is.
Today. You got Illinois tomorrow. You got Penn State tomorrow night. You got Texas, Arizona State.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
The early game, Ohio State, Oregon is going to be awesome on New Year's afternoon. New Year's night is Georgia, Notre Dame. What a great matchup there. NFL action yesterday. Great football week. Just all around great football week. I like Mizzou today. It's going to be a tight game, though. Iowa plays methodical, low scoring. They run the ball. They don't throw it very much. They run it pretty effectively, and they have a really good defense. So this would be a good challenge for Mizzou. Brady Cook's last game, I would expect him to win the game. I mean, he just finds ways to win games. Yeah. They don't have Luther Burden. He's declared for the NFL draft, so he's opting out of this game. But they have weapons. You know, Theo Weiss will be on the outside as usual. They'll have Noel running the ball. They'll have a number of running backs getting an opportunity there. It's a good football team. And Missouri, you know, goes out a winner here. I think it's a great feeling going into 25. The Mizzou won it last year. They won the Cotton Bowl, beat Ohio State, a depleted Ohio State team, we should say, but an Ohio State team that got beat by Mizzou in the Cotton Bowl, and they went 11-2, and you know, a chance to go 10-3 this year and be 21-5 over the last 2 years. This is more than going to Nashville and winning a game. This is establishing that you are a prominent football program once again.
Right.
And I think beating Iowa is actually a big statement regionally. You are competing for recruits with Iowa. Iowa loves to come into St. Louis and take players. They've been doing it for years. You got to put your foot down and say that's enough.
Here's my question. You brought up Ohio State, and I know that's a craw in the mouth of a lot of Mizzou fans. Well, so what if they were depleted? We beat them anyway. Iowa's quarterback, starter, is out of this game. He's transferring. He's put his name in the portal. He's not playing. They got another star running back or something that's not playing because of the draft. Just like Luther Burden is not playing because of the draft. I think personally, they've got to fix. I heard somebody say this the other day. I'm trying to remember who it was. If it was one of the ESPN sports personalities or someone, that they're heading toward a wall, that they've got to address this portal situation because it's ruining the game, in my opinion, that you can just decide you didn't like the NIL money you got. It wasn't quite what you thought it was going to be, or the coach looked at you sideways and you didn't like it. So, you know, to hell with you, I'm transferring to another school next year. Do you agree with me that they need to fix that?
Yes. Now, let me address two things. One, yeah. Ohio State losing to Missouri last year doesn't hurt them. They're Ohio State.
Oh, no, I get
brand.
It. But it
helps Missouri. It doesn't matter who's playing for Ohio State. It helps Missouri to say, we beat Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. They're going to put that big framed championship up on their practice facility. They're going to tell every player that walks in there, we went down, we won the Cotton Bowl, beat Ohio State.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Their program. So when you play Iowa today, it is pride. And Iowa will be playing to win the game, and they might be depleted, and Missouri might be also. But this is about your program finishing on a high note. And that's why I think some of these bowl games, whether players are opting out or not, are important, because it does give your fans a chance to go see you one more time. Yes, that's great. But it's finishing on a high note. If they get beaten by Iowa, I think it raises some questions, even though both teams are missing players. Now, to address the NIL, I totally agree. In fact, this Missouri is indirectly involved in this thing, because Bo Prabula, the Penn State quarterback, backup quarterback, went into the portal and transferred to Missouri. You may say, what's the big deal about that? Hello, Penn State's playing right now in the playoff. They're trying to win a national championship, and their backup quarterback just left the program.
Yeah.
In the middle of the playoffs. I mean, that to me is a red flag. Now, Missouri did, it's not Missouri's fault. I mean, a guy goes into the portal.
No, I don't blame, the schools that are getting the players. But
we really need a quarterback. I'm sorry, we can't take you. That doesn't seem ethical. Or you should go back to Penn State.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in the portal. It's done. So you go get the guy. And they did. Missouri did that. And they paid him. And by the way, there were other teams looking at Prabula as well, as my alma mater was, Indiana. They got him. And it is what it is. But it raises a red flag. So James Franklin was asked about that yesterday at his press conference. Bo Prabula leaving, going to Missouri, middle of the playoffs. Is this an indication that we got some problems here? And he said, yes, we do. College football is broken. He didn't use those words, but along those lines, what you and
it's
are talking about.
Yeah.
And he said, I have a suggestion. College football needs a commissioner. It needs a leader. And I have just the man for the job. And they said, who's that? And he said, Nick Saban.
Wouldn't he be awesome?
Nick Saban should be the commissioner of college football. When Nick Saban speaks, he makes a lot of sense, I think, every single time. When he speaks on game day, he left Alabama with, you know, all the national championships and everything, but he did cite the issues with NIL kind of affecting that decision a little bit. And I think that he would be the right man to at least talk some sense into all sides and try to bring everybody together. I think it's a nice suggestion by James Franklin, actually.
Yeah.
I do think they need to clean it up. That said, look, there's a lot of money in college football, a ton of money in college football. It's going to take a step further. There have been suggestions, and now his name escapes me, but I saw the video yesterday, the former owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, who is a billionaire, and I could look it up, but why? I'm trying to think of the name. Maybe I'll look it up real quick. But anyway, he was in a panel, and he said, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. We are going to have college football programs being sold. And the moderator said, sold?
What?
Sold to whom? And he said, sold to us, billionaires. So you're going to see, and it's already happening, he said, discussions are taking place where these billionaires are going to swoop in and they are going to buy 51% of college football programs. And they are going to then reap the benefits and manage all this money that's coming in, new facilities. Look at
like
the ROI.
Pros.
I mean, look at the ROI. They are making money, and hundreds of millions of dollars potentially are flowing in with these investments.
Mark Lazary.
Is that who it is? Yeah. I just want to confirm that that's the link that I got.
Yeah. I'd never heard that before, but that's crazy
to
Mark me.
Mark Lazary. So I have the clip right here in front of me. But that's what he said. And he said, I think it's a phenomenal opportunity. And so that's the next step. Yeah, it's big business, man. I mean, people are paying, networks are paying billions of dollars. People are paying lots of money. People are watching. College football is the number two sport in America now, behind the NFL. It has passed all other pro sports, only the NFL to chase, and it'll never catch the NFL.
They're ruining it. And the change could be simple. I mean, I don't expect that I'm going to change the NIL thing. You're not going to get that back in the bottle. But at least put a two-year limit on it. If you transfer, if you put your name in the portal and you transfer to another school, you have to stay 2 years or you're going to lose 1 year of eligibility if you transfer out of that program into another one.
There are players who
they have to do
are
that.
Playing for... four programs.
Maybe I know.
Could play for five.
I know. It's crazy.
I know of some that are playing for four. Probably some that are playing for five I haven't thought of.
For basketball and football, they've got to put that rule change in effect.
Now, there are some good things about NIL. And one is that players can now support their families. Some of that money is going to good, is supporting families, allowing them to come to games. Families who could hardly scrape together enough money to feed the family are now able to do that. Those things are happening. Programs like mine, Indiana, which was dormant for years, Kurt Cignetti comes in, says, what's your NIL collective? They said, we got you covered, buddy. So they paid him and his staff, and they started throwing money around, and he hit the portal hard, and boom, Indiana wins 11 games. Places sold out, rocking. Unbelievable for the university. Incredible atmosphere. The whole state's rallying around this program. That's good. I mean, that's good exposure for football. But you have to be able to put some rules on this.
Have to.
You have to be able to do it. I mean, you probably need to get some sort of cap in place where these teams can only spend X number of dollars. But right now, you do have some parity in college football. So another good thing is there are a lot of teams that are winning. There's a lot of attention being paid at the exact same time that there's a college football playoff with 12 teams.
Love the Nick Saban idea, too, mm-hmm. for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, thank you for giving us all your time this year. We appreciate you.
Oh, my gosh.
We do.
You know
Happy
what?
New Year,
I
brother.
Appreciate that very much. I look forward to it. I will be here Thursday if you are.
Oh, yes. We'll be back Thursday.
I'll be back Thursday. And I do want to say that I was at the Blues game yesterday, and Carl, you did a terrific job.
Thank you, Tom.
And I enjoy the atmosphere very much. I just can't understand why the Blues are 7-9-1 at home. Why they cannot win games at home.
Their passes are getting caught.
Yeah, they really, you know, Buffalo just found a way to get chances without a lot of shots, but they beat them yesterday 4-2.
It was the fifth time that they've scored on their first shot, Buffalo has.
Oh, it was really something. Took the air out of the building. Great.
Yeah, no doubt.
But it was great atmosphere. Had a good time. Blues play at Wrigley tomorrow.
Cool. Yep. All right, Tom, thank you.
Man.
Appreciate it. You bet.
Get more at 971talk.com.